Welcome to another edition of the Campus Chronicle podcast. I'm your host today, Jake Tubbs. I'm joined here today with Aaron Adams. Aaron, how you doing?
Jake, I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic as usual. Aaron, we are near the end of an era right now.
Yeah.
With this podcast.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
We are officially on our last legs. It looks like this week and possibly next week could be our last episodes. So I thought today it would be a proper thing to do would be, let's talk about the future, Aaron. I think a running theme with this podcast is we constantly talk about the future. What does the vaccine look like? What does America look like? What do we look like? I don't know. We talk about everything in the future. So I say, let's keep doing that.
Keep the trend going.
Aaron, I've had big news last week. For the third time in my life, I have applied to Iowa State University and have been accepted. Time. So I'm 3 for 3. I'm doing
3 for 3.
I was joking with my mother. I was like, they probably have my application, you know, my acceptance letter on their desktop, and they just paste it into their.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So long story short, I applied after my senior year, during my senior year of high school, I got accepted. Then I was I kind of want to take a gap year instead. So I took a gap year and then I applied during my gap year. Then the pandemic hit. And then I was I'd rather attend DMAC, pay cheap. And now this year I've applied again. And so I'm 3 for 3, you know,
3 for 3
feels good. You know, that acceptance letter with the handwritten signature always just gives you a nice little flame in your step.
It really does. Yeah. Put some pep in your step a little bit.
Yeah. But it got me thinking, Aaron, you know, this school year is almost over. Got me thinking about the summer, got me thinking about next year, my Iowa State career. Aaron, what are some goals that you have, you know, cause I know you're going to University of Iowa and stuff like that. What are the next steps for you right now once this year is over? Let's first go into what are your summer goals? What's your summer glow up looking like, Aaron?
You know, I think, you know, for the summertime, my main goal, if I had to choose one, is to experience more stuff. And I know that sounds very broad, but because I've been so busy with school, there's a lot of things movies, video games, things I wanted to do, places I wanted to go, all this stuff that kind of I've been wanting to do, but I haven't had time for. And I think, you know, obviously when I'm not in school in the summertime, it'll be a lot easier to experience those things. So I'd say my main goal is to just do more and get more experiences under my belt, so to speak.
What kind of experiences? I know you said video games and movies. Are there any particular places you want to go or particular hobbies you want to get better at?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as for places, there's not really anything specific. I really just want to travel, even if it's just some random place in Utah, you know. I just want to do something to get out more, because I felt so cooped up with the pandemic everyone has been. But for hobbies though, I got a guitar 2 weeks ago and haven't had time to really put time into it. So I'm hoping over the summer I can start shredding on the guitar a little bit.
Nice. What guitar, acoustic or electric?
Acoustic.
Acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I've been in a back and forth fight with myself on will I ever learn a musical instrument in my life? Cause I've always been bummed out that I've never learned one. I've always wanted to learn the saxophone or the piano, but I think I took a couple piano lessons and I was like, this is gonna, it's with anything, you don't just get it
Within, right, like, it takes time. Weeks, yeah.
About a year or two. But so,
yeah,
you know, of course, with my what generation are we? Generation Z?
I think we're Z, yeah. Z? We're not millennials, I know that. So I think we're Z.
I of course cannot, I don't, my attention span, that's the word. My
right.
attention doesn't last longer than like 3 days, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know in high school, you were like kind of a sports guy, right? Like you did all like, you know,
yeah,
basketball and that kind of thing.
Cross country, and then I played basketball for years, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was like one of the music kids, so I did like band, like choir, theater, that kind of thing. So I already have like musical experience under my belt, which has like really been helpful when it comes to picking up new instruments. So I feel like for me, it might be easier, but I'd be curious to see someone like you who has like little to no kind of music experience. I'd be interested to see what your progress is like in comparison. I feel like that'd be kind of a cool experiment, you know?
Yeah. The funny thing with goals is just like so hard to like differentiate like what's a goal and what's a dream, because many times
right.
they don't work out. Goals, yeah, they can work out. So it's always like you never know where to start. And my problem has always been like I've always made like way too many goals. Like I've been like, you know, get better at basketball, learn some Spanish, play the piano, get better at writing, work. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, but there's 24 hours in a day. You're up for like, I don't know, how many hours do I sleep? Like 18.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, however many in a day, yeah.
Like, it's like, calm down, chunk it up. Mm-hmm. That's always been my problem. I've always like, just been like,
I have too much stuff. You're overwhelmed.
This and this. And it's like, in reality, you can maybe accomplish one or two of them.
Yeah, right. And yeah, it sounds like all the goals you have are pretty attainable. Like they're not wild goals. So, I mean, I think like you said, you just need to chunk them up and focus on like one thing at a time. And then.
Yeah, that's what I've had to learn. It's just like focus on one thing, become really good at it, and then get to like the next thing. So like right now it's like learning a lot of Spanish right now because, mm-hmm. you know, as someone that, you know, like I'm from New York City, right? And like a lot of people speak Spanish there. And some of my best friends speak Spanish. So I'm trying to learn that right now. So I'm currently on getting almost to stage 3 of Duolingo. So we're getting there.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Progress is being made.
Yeah, that's like basically my summer goals though. Like next year, I kind of just want to keep learning my Spanish, read some books, read some good books. That's never been a problem, though. And then, like, just work. Like, this summer, I just want to work like a madman.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, Aaron, like, I know you're going to University of Iowa. Are you living in the dorms next year, Aaron? I think you told me, right?
Yeah, I'll be living in the dorm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, as you transition into your poor college student, you know, budget, I've been somewhat on it this year, but I'm fully going on it next year. And, man, food all adds up.
Yeah, it really does, yeah.
And,
yeah. I'm kind of in the same boat as you where this summer I want to like definitely work a lot. Like I want to have time to do, you know, like I was saying, my goals and all that, but also like getting a bunch of money under my belt before I head out to college is going to be like definitely key this summer.
Yeah. And like I work a part-time job right now, but it's always just like nice to know like, okay, I'll never be late on the rent. Like that's always right. A big thing for me. It's like, I never want to be, you know, because I'm living with like friends next year too. And so like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be like that friend that's like, man, he's
going to get you next month type thing.
No.
Yeah.
So.
That, are you going to be living in like a shared apartment type thing?
We bought a house. We were renting a house. So.
Oh, nice. Even better.
Real excited about the house. I think that's like something you have to have, especially in like when you're in like a college town too, like Iowa State or something like that, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I've lived in an apartment this year and I just wasn't a big fan of it. I thought, I don't know, like apartments remind me like big cities, not like,
yeah,
no offense to Ames, Iowa, but I mean, this is a town. This isn't right. A city. So I've, you know, when you live in a town, you got to live in a house. In a city, live in an apartment. So,
and I think what's nice about a house too, especially when you have, I'm guessing probably like three other roommates or something like that, maybe two. With a house, it's really easy to go and like separate from everyone. If you're in an apartment, you might go like down the hall to your room. But in a house, I feel like there's a lot of space to just kind of like do your own thing. But if you want to see people, you can. It's a lot more like spacious, if that makes sense.
I'm going to go on a little bit over a tangent here too.
Let's do it.
Apartment buildings. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I don't know. I don't know who, maybe it's just that America has become that like ignorant to the fact that, you know, this stuff makes zero sense. Why are apartment buildings trying to make like the nicest apartment, but like Soho lofts in their college towns? Like, I don't get it. Like, the apartment building I live in right now, like, they have, like, their own gym. Like, they have this stupid mail system that, like, there's, like, a mail locker on one end, and then you have, like, you have two mail lockers. Yeah, they have their own gym. They have, like, their clubhouse and, like, study spaces. You can print for free. Don't get me wrong. This is all nice. Very nice.
Right.
As someone, I know people that are, like, like spending $20 is like a big investment for them right now. Why are we putting all these amenities in these apartment buildings to people that cannot afford them?
Yeah. It's just a reason to hike up the rent pretty much.
Like, that was the big thing for me too. Like, with a house, it's just like, you get what you get, bare bones, you know, you want it somewhat nice, but like, don't get me wrong. It's been nice living here, but like, I felt like 99% of like the stuff we get was useless to me and I never used it. So,
right. It's like, you really just need kind of the bare essentials. Maybe sometimes it's nice to have one kind of luxury type amenity, but otherwise, yeah, you don't need all this like fancy stuff. Yeah. That's just going to bring your rent up.
House gives you your luxury amenity is your backyard, is your front yard. Like, that's right. All you need. Like, yeah. Outside of that, it's, everything else, you just need a bedroom, a desk, maybe a little,
that's it.
nice little fridge in the kitchen, you know, to store your frozen vegetables and ramen noodles and backyard, and that's about it. So, yeah.
So, I mean, with your house that you're renting, I assume you know, like, the roommates, right? Or is it kind of a first time meeting them type thing?
So I do know the roommates. It's a crazy situation, Aaron. So,
okay, let me hear it.
Two of the people I know, good friends of mine, real cool people. The third person, get ready for this. So my sister, she's a senior in high school this year. Okay. And she, like me, because taking a gap year, like the gap year for me was like, it was hard because like you're working and, you know, sometimes you're that's all you're doing is just working.
Right.
So it was like, it was hard because it's an adjustment from, you know, senioritis of high school to full-time job. Like,
yeah. Having to be an adult. Yeah.
But, you know, looking at, you know, at the bigger picture, you're like, I saved like thousands of dollars, you know, through tuition and making money and stuff like that. And so she's doing that too. And she's going to University of Iowa, but University of Iowa will allow her to gain in-state residency if she kind of did what I did, which is live in Iowa. So she's actually going to live with me next year.
Oh, nice.
Like, I lived with, you know, I was just renting rooms from like friends and like family members. And like, that was great. But like, when you see all your friends going crazy at college, you're like, ah, you know, that kind of stinks. But, you know, you save money and you get free food from your family and stuff like that. But
right.
You know, with her, like, I was just like, come to Ames, like, pay rent and like work, and so she'll basically have a college experience during her gap year. So
right, without actually having to pay for college.
Yeah, so yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing, because
yeah, that'll be interesting for sure.
In college, having my little sister living with me. So
yeah, I wish you luck in that experience.
Ended that era after I left the house. I would never there again, but I guess that was wrong. I was wrong. That assumption. So no,
I mean, I think as long as you guys are pretty close, you know, without like fighting a bunch, I think you'll probably be fine, you know.
Oh yeah, it'll be funny too, because like I went through a bunch of adjustments during my gap year, like, you know, just like a lot of like growing up. It wasn't like big things, but it was just like realizing like who you are.
Yeah, you're kind of like coming into yourself a little bit.
Yeah, and just like, oh, like, this is what, like, during my gap year, like, I went to, like, I shopped by myself for the first time ever at a grocery store. Like, you know, shopping before that was, like, you'd go with your parents, or you'd, like, go into the deli to just buy, like, a couple of things. Like, now you're, like, going to the grocery store with a cart, buying $70 worth of things. Like, that was, like, a new experience. Yeah. She'll be doing that, and it's, like, you know, making sure you don't stay up till, like, 1 a.m. every night, you know.
Right, being like responsible.
Yeah,
and yeah,
because like now you have a job where people are depending on you and you're being paid and stuff like that. So it's going to be really really funny to see the adjustment she goes through that I went through, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I kind of had like a similar experience when I started community college. I was still living at home, but like sometimes I would kind of go and like buy things for myself and like grocery shop a little bit. And it's like really weird how something simple like that, like you said, you always went with like your parents before, but when you start going by yourself, it's really interesting to see how you go from like, you know, how do I put this? You're just kind of doing regular shopping, but then you start being like, ooh, see, that's $3.50, but that is $3 over there. So maybe I'll get that instead. Like, it's kind of weird how the simplest things can kind of make you start to be more adult and like be more conscious about things, even if it's just like grocery shopping. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see kind of how your sister goes through that experience, like you said. But
yeah, and it's like, because now that you're on your own too, you know, like, don't get me wrong, you try to work a ton. Like I tried to work like, you know, 50, 60 hours a week. But like, in essence, like you do have a lot of time to yourself because you don't have homework. You don't have work to do when you get home, you know, and during a gap year, you don't have like kids or you don't have to like clean your house all the time. Like it's basically like you just have to be self-sufficient. And so you have a lot of time on your hands. And so like for me, like I created like a bunch, I kind of found a bunch of hobbies and stuff like that. Like I, you know, I was like big into like cooking, like that. My lunches were like, that was my thing. It was like, can I make the best lunches for the No, and I get a recipe, buy the ingredients, make it all on Sunday night and stuff like that. So yeah, that's like the other thing too. And like, you know, I would like go work out a ton and stuff like that. And so yeah, I'm just really excited to see what she develops, because you know, you think in the beginning like you can cruise kind of just through the gap year, it'll be fun and stuff, but you realize like you can't watch the entire Netflix catalog in a gap year. Like it won't last.
Right. You so, gotta do something else. Yeah.
You have to like, you know, make something, whether it's cooking or working out or whatever, reading. I don't know. So I'm really excited for her. Plus she'll have a good year too, because she'll be surrounded like with people. She'll meet other people her age too, and stuff like that, which is something I didn't have really, because, you know, I didn't live in Ames or anything like that. So I think things be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. Not to get too much off topic, but like, do you recommend that people take a gap year? Cause I feel like it's something that a lot of people don't really consider.
I would definitely recommend. I mean, again, it all depends on your circumstances too, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, so for me, my circumstances were like, you know, my family, they were going to help me out paying for college, but it wasn't like, you know, I have friends, like their parents are just cutting them a check every semester and like, don't worry about, you know, finances, right? Like,
right.
If you can afford your own food, that's all you need to afford. Like, you know, that wasn't necessarily my circumstances. So like for me, I was my senior year, I was looking down the, you know, the path of like, look, I could go straight to college right now, but I could potentially go into like student debt, which, you know, I'm not totally against, but student debt is never like, never, not too many things are positive associated with student debt. I think that's safe to say.
Right. So, yeah, definitely.
And like for me too, I would definitely recommend like a gap year to like people that A, want to save money. You know, there's a bunch of programs at colleges where you could, you know, where students can like look at a specific college. Like I know it's, there's something like that for University of Iowa and Iowa State where there's a process where out of state students could become in-state students. And so there's probably a bunch of programs like that at other schools. And so it's a great way to save money. I mean, in-state versus out-of-state, like you slash your tuition in half. And yeah, you have to sacrifice a year, but, you know. But
still, I mean, it might be worth it. Yeah.
You multiply your experience by four, you're saving $50,000, which mm-hmm. is really, I mean, that's big to me. Right. And
I mean, like in a year, you're not going to be like missing much really. Like, and if you take a year off, you're not going to like fall behind from the rest of your peers, like socially or anything like that. So, I mean,
that's the other thing too. It's just like, you know, for me, like when I was a senior, like I think I always knew I wanted to do something like in the entertainment. Like I was always interested in journalism, but like at that point I had no idea what I wanted to do. Like, I was just like, I was the guy that was going to like pick a major because, oh, I heard it pays pretty well. Like that was going to be right. Me, you know? And so it's like, if you don't know what you want to do somewhat at college, like, you know, and you don't have any strong, strong interests yet, or you're not mentally prepared to take that jump yet, which I think that was my hurdle. Like I knew I wanted to do like journalism and stuff like that, but I don't think I was mentally prepared to jump into that right away. So like if you're not ready for it, like take a gap year. Like, you know, why go to college? Why rush the experience when you know when you have to pay for it, number one, and you might not be taking, you know, fully advantage of it either. So
right,
I definitely recommend a gap year to a lot of people. But you know, if you're the person that's like, I'm going to be a doctor at age 8 and you're still that person, like,
right.
Might not make sense because you know what you want to do and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think if you bring a really good point with that, I mean, like you said, if you have like a plan where you're like, you know what you want to do, you know how you're going to get there, there's really no point in waiting a year because I mean, just to build up money, especially if like you already have a way to pay for it, I think it's better to just jump right in and go. But if you're someone who you have a plan, but you're unsure, or you don't have a plan at all, and you're still unsure about like what you want to do, I think you're right. Like a gap year would be a great way to kind of figure out what you're interested in and like what you want to do. And then you can, you know, jump right in the next year or the year after that and have a solid like plan of action ready.
Yeah. And I think if I had like 2 minutes to tell you some advice, right? Like I would always just say like, you should know like the college experience is so much more flexible than it appears to be. You know, I think we, you know, as seniors, right? And, you know, it's not our fault. It's, you know, we have a lot of things, right? We have other friends that are doing their thing, guidance counselors telling us things, parents telling us things. And, you know, a lot of times it's just like you go to a 4-year college, like that's what you do. You know, you're like, that's what, I mean, basically my entire grade went to 4-year schools. Like I was an outlier taking a gap year and going to community college.
Right.
So, which, you know, I would always implore people, like, look, explore every avenue, because, you know, there's so many ways to save money and get the same result. Like, you know, when I graduate from Iowa State in what, 3 years, 4 years, who knows? Like, there's not gonna be an asterisk like, he also took a gap year and went to DMAC for a year. Like, it's gonna
be the
Iowa State piece of paper that everybody wants. So
right, yeah, nothing changes
money throughout this year, you know, unlike some of my peers. So I just think with people, I would always implore them to, you know, explore all the avenues of college, because there's so many avenues that will help you, that will make a plan that's better for you, you know, because again, the 4-year plan for people isn't geared towards everybody. Like, it wasn't towards me. And, you know, the other thing is, like, always look at the big picture too. Cause I think, you know, if you and I, Aaron, I mean, we've completed a year at DMAC, you know, we have really 3 years, right? If we decide to stop at our bachelor's, or, you know, call it 4, you know, I'll probably need 4 cause I'm an idiot. but you like, in the bigger scheme of things, like, 4 years is like not that long.
Right. You know, like, yeah.
Think about how fast high school went. Like, high school to me.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's like, you look back and it's like, that was 4 years. Like, if you look back and it's just like, that just flew by in my mind.
Like, people I graduated with in high school, they're going to be juniors next year. Like, there were people I played varsity basketball with, they're going to be seniors next year, you know? And it's like, after that, it's like, now you're, the next step is like, well, what's your next finish line? Well, retirement, you know?
Yeah, just adulthood, pretty much.
Of course, there's a lot more, you know, checkpoints, but, you know, like, don't rush college. Like,
exactly.
If you can afford it, and I think if you have the means, and it really just depends on your situation. I challenge people to, you know, find that path that gears towards them, and not just say, well, this is what everybody else is doing, so I'm going to do it.
Right. And I think that the way high schools are now, a lot of them just emphasize going straight into college, and like, they prepare you through your entire like 4 years to plan what college you're going to next, how you're going to get there, what you need to prepare for, that kind of thing. And they don't really take into consideration like, not only gap years, but like trade schools, or even just like working, or like the military. It's always just like, you're going straight to college. So I think it's important, you know, for high schoolers, like you said, to consider all their options, and like, to most of all, know that like, everyone's path is different. Like, if by any chance there happens to be some high schoolers listening, which I doubt there are, but if there are, like, know that everyone's going to take a different path, and everything's going to work out different for each individual person. So to try and like, be like everyone else is really pointless, because your path is going to be completely different anyways. So there's no point in trying to be just like everyone else.
Yeah. And like, it's funny you say that, because two things. Like, first, like, it's funny you say, you know, how we're all kind of cornered, because it's funny. I was doing a piece where I interviewed Shelly Allen. She is the vice president. I want to get her title correct, but Shelly Allen, she works for DMAC, and she is the vice president of enrollment services at DMAC. And I was interviewing her, and she basically was just like, she said, you know, a lot of guidance counselors, they preach what they know in, you know,
right,
stuff like that. And a lot of them know, they all went to 4-year colleges, and that's what they know. So that's what they preach. And I think, you know, a lot of other avenues, like the military, trade schools, community colleges, you know, all these other programs, gap years, you know, they don't make it to the table as, you know, or their voice isn't as strong. So, yeah, I always, again, there's so many avenues people can go, and I implore people to do that. to explore all those avenues. And then the other thing too is like another great thing with the gap year is it's going to make you uncomfortable. And I think that's a really good thing. And that kind of bleeds into our like kind of goals for like this summer and like next fall too. Like for me, like a common denominator with my goals and stuff like that is like, I want to be uncomfortable, but like there's good uncomfortable and there's bad. Like if you're right. in a dark alley by yourself, that's a bad uncomfortable.
That's a different right? kind. Yeah.
Okay. Get that. But
like going to an event by yourself is uncomfortable, but in a good way.
Exactly. And like, I think a gap year really makes you uncomfortable and it really like pushes you, you know, and to become mentally tough. Like, all right, it's a Friday night. I don't have a ton of friends right now. All my friends are at college partying right now. What am I going to do? And it really pushes you to be like, okay, I'm going to work on this project, personal project, or I'm going to go work and make money. You know, right. I think that that's so important because for me personally, I mean, one, people that have been uncomfortable usually have more character and those people mm-hmm. are more
for sure.
So that's that. Two, once you get out of college, you're in like, I guess, I don't know, sometimes it's a little dramatized in my opinion, but like, you're in the real world where you're like in a job that, you know, where you're trying to move up the ladder and you mm-hmm. know, with that, like you're going to need mental toughness and you're going to have the ability to be flexible. And, you know, that's right. something I've learned, you know, with my parents, even, you know, like my dad, like we've, you know, we lived in New York City and then one year he was like, hey, I got this job in, Michigan, and we picked up everything the next year and just moved to Michigan for a year. It was like, you know, so I think having the ability to like jump head first in those types of situations is extremely important.
Yeah, for sure. I completely agree with you. I think one of the most important lessons, like you were saying, I learned after high school was just that being uncomfortable is okay. And not only that, but it's how you grow, like you've been saying.
Right.
And it's just like, if you put yourself out there and you're uncomfortable by something, the next time you have that same situation, you're going to know what to expect and you're going to be more prepared. Like when I was in high school, I feel like I was kind of like socially anxious because I was always like, oh, like what if this happens? And it's like, I need to act like this. You know, once you like throw all that away and you just act like yourself and you just accept the fact that sometimes things are going to be uncomfortable or scary, it's a great way to like learn how to be a human basically and just like learn how to experience things for the first time and grow from them.
Yeah. Yeah, and like it's not like you don't like just like learn it, like it's not like, oh, now I know how to tie my shoes, great.
Right, exactly.
It's constantly a battle, but like the people that are like the smartest people I know are like the people that just they find ways to keep that flame ignited, you know, and stuff like that. And you know, because like of course, there's like, I even struggled with it this year whenever I was in Ames. Like, there'd be a couple of days where I was just lazy. Like, I didn't do anything. And then I was like, what am I doing? Like, get up, go play basketball, get a job, like, stuff like that. And so, having the ability to like create structure around yourself by yourself is really, it's really impressive and stuff like that. Yeah, that kind of bleeds into like my next year school year goals, because like I definitely want to keep writing for the Iowa State Daily and stuff like that. I don't know, I was told I could have maybe been an editor, but I don't know, I feel like I want to like get like a true like taste of what it's like to be a beat reporter, because like this year like I moved back home during the winter. And so I had like a shorter fall semester and a shorter spring semester. Everything was virtual and stuff like that. And so, I don't know, I feel like the reporting I did was just like very like half-assed, not in like, I didn't try all the time, but it was like, I just wasn't there all the time
because right.
at home. And I feel like that's not really what being a reporter is. Like, being a reporter is like, you're there, right?
Yeah, and you're putting the work in, and
yeah, so that's definitely like one of the goals I have next year, is just to become, keep chipping away at my writing and becoming a better beat reporter. What are some of your fall goals?
Yeah, I think kind of the same deal. I mean, not necessarily with like the reporting specifically, but like I kind of want to just like experience more stuff. Like we've been talking about, you know, obviously I'm going to go and, you know, do the school thing and study and like work hard and everything. But I think this is a good opportunity to like just fully experience what it's like to kind of be on your own and like meet new people, explore the city and see what it has to offer, and just like open yourself up to these new experiences. So I think that's kind of one of my main goals, in addition to just, you know, putting the work in and getting where I want to go. I think that's probably number one in my book, is just getting all these new experiences.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm really excited about too, is like, I think, because like, I even know a couple people at Iowa State, and they tell me like they have one or two classes in person, and the rest is online. So like they're basically doing the same thing we've been doing.
Yeah, and paying like twice as much.
People are just going to be such like, you know, they're going to be mingling like crazy. I mean,
yeah, right.
Like, oh, what's your name? Like, there will be people walking down the street being like, hi, my name's this. It's like, it's going to be crazy, because I think everybody just wants like that. Okay, like, hey, it's okay to be normal again and start saying hello to people again, like stuff right. Like that. I don't know. That Ames has been like that, but you know what I mean, like it's just you take for granted like being in a classroom and sitting next to someone being like, hey, what did she just
what do you think? Yeah.
can I see your notes for a second or something, like
right,
things like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be great to say that again. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Or like having a study group, like it's going to be great.
Yeah. And I think for me, it kind of ties back into like summer goals too. Like I mentioned earlier, I kind of want to go out and travel and like do more experiences. I think that like we've been doing the same thing essentially for a year now because of the pandemic. Like we've all just been at home doing the same routine, unchanging for an entire year. So I think at this point, my body is just like exploding with all this like need and desire to do new things, because it's been so like slogged for the past year. I think I just want to get out and just like do as much as I can, pretty much. I don't know if you're in a similar place or not.
No, I'm definitely like, it's funny, because when I got accepted last week to Iowa State, and so I was, after I finished, I had to do this orientation that I've done three times. So I just clicked through it, blah, blah, blah. And, and then after the orientation, they were like, hey, call this number to sign up for, make an appointment for your classes. So I'm making my fall, semester classes for next year. And, next week I'm signing up for those next week. And when we're having a video conference, and I'm going to tell her like, look, if I have one online class, like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to flip out. Like,
yeah,
I just like, I need to like be able to like go from class to class, go into a classroom and stuff like that. Like, I don't, get me wrong, I think online classes have been fine this year. Like, it's the best with what you got.
Right.
But like, I don't want any online, like, I'm so excited to just be in a classroom again, you know, be with.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, kind of just, that builds off. I just think people, again, like, they've just, we've said it before, like, the human interaction is, like, so important, you know? It's,
yeah.
I think a lot of people have realized, like, wow, I took this for granted. You know, like, even for me, like, even like there's been people like, I've been like, hey, you want to just go to lunch? It's like, I never used to say that. Like,
right. Now it's just
going out to eat is a great time, because you haven't done it in so long.
Yeah. Like, you appreciate the little things a little bit more.
Yep. I'm trying to think. So University of Iowa, That's basically all the goals I have. Like, for this summer, it's like, I just want to work. I want to make so much money. I want to make sure I have rent all set up for next year. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, for the fall is just keep writing for the daily and join some clubs and stuff like
that. Just kind of enjoy life.
Yeah. And kind of just enjoy the Iowa State. I'm really feeling good about our football team, you know, go to the national championship while we're at it or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron, you'll have to come down to Ames. I told you this already, but you got to come down to Ames during the Iowa-Iowa State games.
Yeah, 100%. Sure
you won't see too many fights in Ames. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, while we're on the topic, too, it's just like I didn't really go to a whole lot of sports games before, but now it's like I want to go to all of them as much as possible. It's weird how being stuck inside for a year changed that about me.
Ugh. Yeah, I just – you know, because like pre-pandemic too, it wasn't like I was just, I took everything for granted. Like I really liked being outside. I was outside most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you take that away from some people, it's just, man, for me,
it's awful.
Just rough. Like, thank God I was working and stuff like that because, you know, but again, it was like one of those things too. It made you uncomfortable and it forced me to like create structure and stuff like that. So
right.
It was a good experience for a lot of people that it gave them an opportunity to become uncomfortable and get better because of it.
Yeah. It's a good learning experience.
Yeah. So man, next year, fall 2021, everybody is, it's going to be a good one. I know at Iowa State, at least, football games are scheduled to be in full capacity. So,
yeah,
hopefully that's still the case. Hopefully we don't get a new strain of the COVID and kind of go into lockdown. Imagine that.
Fingers crossed.
Imagine if they were like, hey, guys, we got a new strain. We don't know what it is, but we don't know if the vaccines kill it, and we're going to go into lockdown. Mm. I think
like we know how excited you were to be in person, but we're going back on that.
This close to mm-hmm. being stadiums full all again in a couple months. But now we're going to go all the way back to April of next year or of last year. Sorry.
I can't even imagine. I don't even want to think about that possibility.
Like blow up. I think someone would just be like, that's it. And like everybody would just throw a cocktail at someone's window.
It would cause rioting, yeah.
But like every single person in the world would do it. So like the world would just blow up at that
point. Yeah, it's just the end of the world, yeah.
So, no. I think it's exciting. And yeah, I think that's all I've got on my end right now. Aaron, you want to plug anything, you know, want to shout out your university? I don't know.
I mean, I guess check out University of Iowa. It's a pretty cool place if you want to enroll there. That's all I got. But exactly. I mean, otherwise, yeah, for the Campus Chronicle, as always, campuschroniclenews.com, at Campus Chronicle on social media.
Great stuff there. And also, shout out to gap years, people, prospective seniors. Or I guess now juniors and seniors at this point know what they're doing.
Right.
But juniors, people that are younger in high school, or even parents that have younger children, I implore you, please look at the entire picture. I know it's a lot easier to just be like, look, four-year college experience, it's easy, cut the check, mm-hmm. call it a day. But I think so many people, I don't think, fit the four-year college experience, you know, mold. And so I just think it's a good idea for, you know, to explore what does the military offer? What does community college offer?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Grade schools offer anything? Whatever it may be, I think there's a mold for everybody. And
So I'm sure some people are like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. They're not experts. You know, what are they talking about? But I'm telling you, we got the experience. We know it. We know what we're talking about. We have good advice.
Exactly. I mean, Aaron, you've been at community college. I've been at community college. I took a gap year. Like, we trust me, I wouldn't be saying any of this if I haven't experienced it. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know? So that would be my advice. And yeah, we're going to call it a podcast. Thanks for listening again. And maybe see you next week. But if not, it has been
It's been a ride.
Podcast. It's been a hell of a ride. Aaron, you've been a great co-host, partner and stuff like that. But I think we'll have a podcast, so we'll save the, like, you know, the crocodile.
The mushy stuff, yeah.
But if it is for sure our last podcast, it's been great. And looking forward to listening to the Campus Chronicle next year, maybe next week. Who knows? We'll see you later, though.